Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
Family Life Radio, it's Kenkel Fritz and Friends. So you prayed about it a month ago. Why hasn't things changed?
And are we not all guilty of that? Oh my goodness. I feel like I do that all the time. It's like I pray about something, I expect things to change, and it doesn't dawn on me that I haven't gone back. And I saw this and it was so convicting to me. It said, so often in our walk as Christians, we bring our problems to God once and then we're like, where are you? Why do you feel so distant? What's going on?
Right.
And said we shouldn't go to him once with our problems or our praises, equally guilty of that, because Jesus doesn't come to us once. He chases after us constantly.
I love that.
And this was the clincher. Jesus is the living bread. And maybe you're starving because you're only eating once a week.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
Right in the gut. Boy. Right in the gut.
Yeah, right. I almost had the wind knocked out of me on that one.
I know. Samesies.
Man. Yeah, you're right. It's a reminder. We need to spend time with him every single day. Get connect with him. And because, you know, if you read Romans 12, it talks about the transformation, transformation of your mind, renewing of your mind. It only happens if you hang out with him. So, yeah, get with God today.
Absolutely.
Right.
Spend that quality time.
Amen. What can we do for you?
Hi, this is Lori. I was calling in about things that seem small, maybe to some, but are really big to you. Yeah. I have rheumatoid arthritis, and some days are better than others. On those really bad days, my husband will wash my hair for me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it seems like a really small thing, and it's a basic necessity for everybody, and I think people probably take it for granted. It's one of those things you just do on a routine.
Yeah.
And he goes in there, and he will help wash my hair for me.
I love
that.
That's
sweet.
So wow.
Yeah.
That's really... Hearts are melting.
Right?
Right.
That's pretty cool.
He's a good one. I think I'll keep him.
Yeah. Don't blame you.
That's fun. You know, that's one of those things where I kind of, it's maybe picturesque in my mind as you grow older as a couple, that you do those sorts of things for each other, you know?
Yeah, that's sweet.
I know. Becky wants us to grow old together. I mean, that sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
I want to grow old together as long as my body's working properly. She's like, no! You're growing old with me!
Forever
and that's the
and
way
ever,
it is!
Yeah.
Exactly! I'm like... All right, Becky, I guess so.
Helping you experience hope. Family Life Radio.
I'm reading this book. It's called The Trusted Leader, 8 Pillars That Drive Results. And it's mainly for leadership. Mm-hmm. And it's the whole bottom line of this book is that if you have trust in an organization, everything improves. Your productivity goes up. And, you know, if you have trust between departments... if you can trust your leader and your leader can trust you, your boss, everything improves. Now, here's a little test. This is fascinating.
Okay.
All right. Question. When you're about to text somebody that you trust, how long does that text take to put together? Zip. It's done.
I was about to say, I guess any time.
Now, I mean, you don't even have to take the time to read it over because, you know, they'll understand the typos and things like that. Now, how long does it take to text somebody you don't trust?
Yeah, you're very careful.
Yes.
That's what you say.
Can take an eternity.
Yeah.
You don't know how they're going to take it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know where everything's going to go.
You end up not sounding like yourself because you're trying to arrange the words
exactly.
Just right.
Mm-hmm. That, I saw
wow.
that. I'm like, wow, that makes a lot of sense. So just think, if you have trust within your organization, you're not being so careful about all this and that. You're just... working.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow.
So, yeah.
Who knew it was that simple?
Hey, everyone. This is Jordan Saints here. By supporting Family Life Radio, you are supporting the artists who make the music you love. You are the reason behind what we do. Thank you.
You can give safely and simply at myflr.org. Thank you for making hope possible.
Brand new. All right, Jennifer is with us. Tell us what happened with your husband.
Last year, my husband was in the ICU. He had a stomach bleed. He had blood clots in his throat, blood clots in his liver and his spleen. Mm. And we were told that he needed a liver transplant, and it was pretty grim.
Sounds like it. So what happened?
4 weeks ago, he had his spleen removed. And when he had his scans redone last week, all the blood clots have dissolved. The liver is completely healed. There's absolutely nothing wrong with it.
That's amazing.
And his whole body is healed.
So did he do anything like change his diet, or is this just a miracle from God?
I honestly think it's a miracle from God, because he has been so sick this entire year. We've been told 3 different times that he has different cancers, things like that. And then it turns out that it's just like his platelet counts from his spleen. And he's hardly been able to eat. He's lost like 35 pounds.
Wow.
When we went down and had the spleen removed, he lost his memory for 5 days because of the anesthesia. And that was terrifying. I didn't know if he was going to be mentally restored or not.
Oh, that is scary.
And it came back 5 days later. And then when we just went down and had his scans redone, he's completely healed. There's absolutely nothing wrong with him. And they said, we'll see you next year.
Wow. Praise the Lord. That's awesome.
No kidding.
Thank you so much for everything that you do, because I am in school to be a hospice nurse, and I absolutely get my inspiration from you guys. So thank you so much.
Wow. So glad the station has been ministering to you. But hey, we would love to hear your good news and share your good news with us right now at 888-888-9976. So something happens and you think, oh, it's over. I'm done. You're like, maybe you were let go or fired, or something medically happens. But instead, it's the beginning of something brand new and different. And Stephanie's with us. You got a story like that?
My husband and I got married back in 2013, and 3 months after we got married, he was moving to medical school, which just happened to be on a very small little island in the South Caribbean, and I was moving with him.
He was going to go to medical school in the South Caribbean?
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
It was an experience, to say the least, but when we went down there, me going with him was very dependent on me being able to have a job.
Yeah.
And we had been told that I would have been able to find work. When I got there, they have such a high unemployment rate that they weren't willing to give me a working visa, like an employment visa. And so I started cooking for the students while we were down there. It started with breakfast, which quickly turned into me delivering lunch to the students at the school. And then I started cooking dinners and doing pizza days. We named the little business Southern Zest because, you know, we're from the South, added a little Caribbean zest to it. I thought when we moved home after about 2 years, I was like, okay, well, that was a really neat experience. I guess that's over now. But we moved down to Middle Georgia. And again, I had a hard time finding a job. That transitioned into me deciding that I was going to purchase a building here in this little town and open a restaurant. And we actually just celebrated the restaurant's fourth birthday last month. And it is called Southern Zest.
Southern Zest. I love it.
I love that. That's so adorable.
Well, what a great story.
Yeah, it's very unexpected, but it's definitely worked out the way that God had it planned. Not the way I had it planned, but the way he did.
We can make our plans, and he's like, oh, honey.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
Exactly. So we're talking about the number one rule in your house. The number one rule across the nation, most popular rule, is no shoes up on the furniture.
Okay.
That probably should be adhered to for the most part. Good idea. In our house, the number one rule is no food in your bedroom, because my son Sam breaks that rule serially, nonstop.
Then is it really a rule?
I know, you're right. He's always getting in trouble for that. Family Life Radio.
Hi, good morning.
Who's this?
This is Shanna, and I can't believe I'm talking to you guys. I love this. I listen to you every morning, and you bring me such joy on my way to work.
Oh, yay,
Shanna. Thank you.
I'm so glad.
Yeah.
I'm glad we're helping you get through your morning.
Yeah, thank you. Well, I was calling about the rules in the house.
Yeah.
That are not followed.
Uh-oh.
At this season, the mosquitoes, okay, they're crazy around our house, and so all I ask is that the indoor doors be kept closed, so that in our bedrooms and things like that, we're not bit by these mosquitoes.
Okay.
And inevitably, I come home and the bedroom door is open. And I don't think it's that big of a deal to keep those shut, because we're all getting bit by these things. And it just frustrates me. And I really have to call on the Lord to
Experience Hope. Family Life Radio.
Family Life Radio. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Vicky. I'm from Michigan.
What's on your mind?
I just want to give a praise report.
Ooh. Well, you know, it's time for then.
I've got joy down in my soul. I'm going to let this feeling take control. Joy.
It's time for that joy report. Yes, we've got a joy report underway from Vicky, but be thinking about what is bringing you joy. And then call us at 888-888-9976. So tell us what happened, Vicky.
A couple weeks ago, my sister and brother-in-law had an incident where my brother-in-law was out mowing and got stung by a bee. He'd never had a reaction before, but he came home. My sister gave him some Benadryl, but shortly after that, he started feeling funny. He started having difficulty breathing, and then he collapsed.
Oh, wow.
While my sister started CPR, my niece called 911 and got him to the hospital. He was on the ventilator for 2 days. They took him off, and he's going to be recovering 100%. You know, he still is very weak and still has to rest quite a lot, but he's mentally, emotionally all there. According to the American Heart Association, only 10% of people that have a cardiac arrest outside of the hospital make it. And wow. Most of them have brain damage. And my brother-in-law is all there, and we give all the glory to God.
Wow, that's great news. Man.
So happy. Wow. That is a joy report.
A bee sting.
Man.
Yes. From a bee sting. Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, an anaphylactic reaction. Now he, of course, carries an EpiPen everywhere he goes.
And he's been stung before this, right?
Yeah, so it must have been a different type of bee or hornet or something, wasp. Huh. It has a different type of venom than what he's been stung with before.
Well, we're glad he's here. That is great news.
It is very good news. We are just praising the Lord every day.
So do you have any joy to report? What's bringing you joy today? Call us, 888-888-9976. The number one rule in your house just might be no shoes on the furniture. That's what the number one rule is across the country, according to this research. Shanna is with us, and her rule in her house is close the bedroom doors because that lets the mosquitoes in. You don't want them biting you at night. I get that.
You and my husband are in the same camp on this. His big thing is we don't have a big problem with mosquitoes, but moths right now.
Oh,
and he says, just please, before you take the dogs out, turn off the inside lights so they don't come in.
Come in.
And every time I've got the whole house lit up, and he's like, will you stop? We have one moth that's been in the house now for 2 weeks, and he's like, this is your fault, and we need to charge it rent. Because it's obviously not leaving.
Right? I know it. So I don't know. Just keep praying and loving on my husband and knowing that this season is going to pass and we'll be back to normal.
Keep praying and loving on my husband.
This season's going to pass. I love that.
You know, my wife, when anytime you go in and out the door, it's like she doesn't want any bug in the house. So it's like, close the door!
Yeah. Well, you know, don't mosey on in. Just come in and get through the door and
I mean,
shut it.
But you would think, though, that we're docking at the ISS space station.
They infiltrate quickly, Kink.
Exactly. Get it out! Yes.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. We would love to connect with you on Facebook and Instagram and have you share your good news or joy report. Just look for and like FLR Mornings.
Thanks for listening to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.